Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm and sunny afternoon across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a perfect day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, two children reported killed in Gaza strikes as Hamas nears a deal with mediators on arms, according to Times of Israel earlier today. Also, progress in talks between Hamas and mediators despite disputes over disarmament, reported by Walla earlier this hour. Also this hour, Hamas is expected to announce its disarmament based on a detailed framework linked to the Trump plan, Israel Hayom reported just under an hour ago. Separately, the IDF has found Hezbollah youth publications promoting martyrdom and featuring images of Khamenei, Jerusalem Post reported earlier this hour. And finally, Brett Stevens, a stalwart defender of Israel, has called out Jewish terrorists in the West Bank, as covered by Forward from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Israel Hayom English posted just minutes ago that Hamas is expected to announce Gaza disarmament soon. Jonathan Shanzer, a Middle East expert, wrote just now that both Hamas and Hezbollah have refused to concede and violated international law, but are now pinned down. Michael Dixon, an Israeli activist, noted 15 minutes ago that Turkey's foreign minister is hosting Hamas leadership, questioning Turkey's role as a NATO ally. Now for more on those stories, starting with Gaza. The Times of Israel reports that Israeli strikes targeted terror operatives, resulting in the tragic death of two children. Meanwhile, a Saudi paper suggests a deal could transfer Hamas's weapons post-conflict. This development raises hopes for a reduction in violence in the region. Turning to disarmament talks, Walla reports progress despite disagreements over Hamas disarmament. Palestinian sources indicate potential understandings for implementing the next phase of the Gaza agreement. This could be a significant step towards long-term peace. Meanwhile, according to Israel Hayom, Hamas is poised to announce its disarmament under a strict framework. This move aligns with the Trump plan, aiming for complete disarmament of weapons and tunnels. The announcement could shift regional dynamics significantly. Separately, the Jerusalem Post highlights the discovery of Hezbollah youth materials. These publications, featuring Iranian leaders, aim to instill respect among the youth. Experts believe this is part of Hezbollah's long-term strategy to strengthen ties with Iran. Such actions may influence future regional tensions. Finally, Brett Stevens has criticized Jewish terrorists in the West Bank, as noted by Forward. This stance by a prominent Israel defender highlights growing concern over settler violence. It reflects the complex internal challenges Israel faces amid external threats. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports a successful test of Rafael's Spider system, which intercepted a stealth drone. This follows lucrative deals in Greece and Romania, showcasing Israel's defense innovation. Separately, CTEC reveals that anti-Semitic content dominates social media's viral economy according to the Combat Anti-Semitism movement. This trend raises concerns about the motivations behind such content going viral. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Israeli AI startup Modus has emerged from stealth with $10 million in funding. Their context warehouse promises to revolutionize AI efficiency, cutting retrieval and token use significantly. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.